few months after Sandy, FEMA proposed expanding what it calls V-zones, areas right along the coast that government scientists say are subject to high waves from severe storms. All of Broad Channel and Queens, and part of Oakwood Beach on Staten Island, would have become V-zones. But the revised maps take those areas out. Tim Crowley of FEMA says the earlier maps were always meant to overstate the highest risk flood zones.
It may have slightly overstated the risk to be conservative.
In New Jersey, where the V-zones have sparked a grassroots movement against FEMA, new maps are due shortly. Both sets of maps still have a lengthy approval and appeals process before becoming final. For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.